Minister for State for Interior Dalal Chowdhury on Thursday ruled out the possibility of any fresh military operation in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, KP, maintaining that the ongoing counterterrorism efforts under the National Action Plan, NAP, would continue without interruption. Responding to concerns raised by Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, lawmaker Azad Kesar and Pakistan People's Part, PPP, MNA Shazia Mari, beyond the scope of points of order, during a National Assembly session chaired by Speaker Ayaz Sadiq, the minister made it clear that the state's resolve to combat terrorism remained unwavering. "Let me be clear, NAP operations will not be stopped by anyone, no matter who they are," he asserted. In a sharp critique of the PTI policies, Chowdhury questioned the party's past conduct. "Who brought back the TTP? Which CM said, 'We won't fight or we'll end up like PPP or ANP?'" question mark, he asked. Speaking on the August 5 Yomi Isdexel protests led by PTI, the minister defended the government's security measures, including the closure of Parliament's entry gates. He cited enforcement of Section 144 and a large gathering near D Chowk as valid concerns. "The Parliament gates were shut for incoming crowds, not outgoing MNAs, who exited without obstruction," he clarified. Regarding the PTI protest turnout, the minister downplayed its scale. In Islamabad, fewer than 100 protesters gathered and even those were detained briefly. No MNAs were arrested. In Punjab, 94 people were detained out of a population of 130 million, he said, adding that most protests were symbolic and ended swiftly. Chowdhury rejected PTI's narrative surrounding the May 9 incidents, reiterating that popularity does not grant immunity from the law. "Those who attacked state symbols did so for political gain and are now facing legal consequences," he stated. "Those who set fire to monuments were doing it for future election tickets, and now they're facing the consequences. Courts in Punjab and Peshawar are issuing rulings. What more fairness do you want?" During the session, PPP's Mari raised the issue of pilgrims, Zayareen, who travel by road to participate in the Arbain walk during Chlim. She expressed concern that a ban on land travel had left nearly 200,000 pilgrims stranded, as financial constraints prevent them from affording air travel. "I request the government to arrange some subsidized flights for pilgrims who can't afford plane travel," she said. Responding to her concerns, Chowdhury confirmed that land travel for Arbain pilgrims via Iran had been suspended due to regional tensions stemming from the Israel-Iran conflict. He said the Interior Ministry and provincial authorities were engaged in dialogue with protesting pilgrims and leadership of the Majlis Wahdat-e Muslimin, MWM.